When she said, I don't dance now, I make money moves, that was a mission statement for a whole new generation.
Respect, but that's not the Mount Rushmore. Listen, cash rules everything around me. When that line dropped, it changed the whole hustle.
The greatest tracks are never finished. They're just debated forever. Introducing the Sprite Living Tracklist. 50 tracks that shape the culture from 6 decades of hip-hop. Scan the QR code on a Sprite or Sprite Zero Sugar to see the full breakdown. Obey your thirst. Sprite.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This lady thinks there's some proof of Bigfoot. We've seen this before, and there's not. At least that's what I think. Steve, no. Is Bigfoot real?
No.
Kelly?
Yes. I'm going to say yes because Yes. Yes.
You believe that in your heart?
I want to.
No, not want to.
Realistically, no, he's not real.
So
but
you
got
to believe in
Loch
Ness Monster, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to believe in that, too. Why wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah, I mean, I want to believe, but I...
Yeah, the Jersey Devil.
I don't know the Jersey Devil. What is that? Some weird Guido that like lurks at the bars or something? What's that?
Yeah, it's Steve.
Steve with a fedora.
I mean, honestly, I have seen a lot of people in Jersey at the bar that I'm like, that guy might have been mistaken for the Jersey Devil. But no.
Yeah, well, this lady says she has proof of Bigfoot. Rachel believes in Bigfoot, right?
Of course I do.
Do you really?
No, okay. I am being 100% honest that Bigfoot is real. People actually think I'm joking when I say I believe in Bigfoot, but I do believe in Bigfoot because I think it makes life more fun.
So you don't believe it. You like Kelly. You want it to be true.
Yeah. That's like saying I believe in unicorns. I don't really, but I want them to be because it'd be better.
I mean, I guess, but like if someone was like, do you want to go look for Bigfoot tomorrow? I'd be like, hell yeah, I want to go look for Bigfoot tomorrow. We're definitely going to find him. Like, I don't know what kind of belief this is.
You are going to send so much money to family members who are stuck in Europe when you're older.
Definitely. As long as it's an act of charity, you all know I'm rolling in this.
Somebody
OnlyFans
is
cash.
Going to buy so many iTunes gift cards
Mothman
for strangers.
Is real. Mothman is definitely real.
You want that one to be real?
I don't know.
What
the hell
is Mothman? Loch Ness Monster is the one that is not real because it was proven to be fake. It was proven that the Loch Ness Monster is actually just it's a whale penis sticking out of the water. That's what they look like. So if you were curious about that, that's a scientific ocean fact.
So it was proven
it's
that
not
it's
an
fake
ocean
because it's a picture of
it's
a whale
lake.
Penis.
Yeah, it's a lake.
Are there any lake whales?
I think your story has some holes in it.
We learned that there were pond lobsters. Yeah. So.
A freshwater lake whale.
Hey, if Bigfoot is real, a freshwater lake whale is also possible.
The Loch Ness Monster is not, but a freshwater lake whale. That's a whole new thing.
You guys are acting like this is preposterous.
That's a whole new thing.
How dare we?
Anything is possible. Mermaids are even real.
I don't even get me started on that. You know I believe it.
Oh, man.
You do not.
There's a potato big enough to live in.
We know that's not true
now.
Scientists have proven that is fake.
Yep, that did not take long to debunk that myth.
Thank you to our friends at Johns Hopkins for figuring that one out.
You can survive the apocalypse in a septic tank. I've learned so much while working here. So, of course, all these things are real.
I suppose that's true.
I mean, you can survive a nuclear blast in a refrigerator. I learned that from Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Well, this is a lady who claims that there is proof of Bigfoot.
So I'm going to attempt to show you this video that my boss's granddaughter caught up on his property, which is kind of up in the mountains a little bit. You tell me what you think it is.
Okay,
so here
like
it is.
Like a bobcat.
Oh, do you see that? We'll do it again. Oh, maybe too fast for you?
Yeah, it's okay, like 0 seconds.
Yeah, it's very fast. This is taken from inside of a bobcat.
Too fast for you? Okay, the reason why I did this and I stopped it, I slowed it way down, is because you can clearly see that there is something that is jumping out of a tree upright on two legs, running with a quickness, might I add, and disappears. So she was doing a quick,
like... It looks
like
a tarp blew out of a tree.
It's a bird.
It's a bird.
Yeah, that's pretty clearly a bird.
Yeah.
Especially with the way the wings flap.
It's just a big bird.
It's a bird
in the foreground, not Sasquatch in the background.
Yeah. Right.
Like Snapchat that, you know, only takes a couple seconds. And she didn't notice this until she went back to look at her Snapchat. And then she was like, holy. What was that? So as you can see, it's jumping out of the tree, running on 2 feet. I mean, I'm not ruling anything out. Looks like Bigfoot to me.
Okay. All right. You're so
dumb. It's like we found Rachel on TikTok to give us that news. Good Lord.
And she didn't notice it on Snapchat at first. It's a Bigfoot.
This text, it's actually not too unrealistic after so many years that Bigfoot does now exist somewhere in the woods. After all, we're discovering new fish in deep sea waters. Yeah, like a bunch of the ocean is yet to be explored. We've covered the woods. There's
all
cameras
the woods.
Everywhere.
Yeah. You think we've covered all of the woods in the whole world?
No. I mean,
like that place where she was just driving on a track?
Well, obviously that, but you are the one who said all of the woods in the whole world, Freebeer. You think somebody has stepped all over the world at least one time?
Yes.
Everywhere has been explored. I don't either.
No, definitely
Thank you,
not,
Steve.
But
there's no chance. I think about that all the time, actually.
I bet you've covered like two-thirds of the earth already.
Yeah, probably.
Was that an insult?
I don't know. I'm not sure. No, it's compliment. You're a wanderer. Like,
well traveled. That's right. You jerk. What?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything's impossible, because
you said it like an insult.
Yeah, it's hard to. That's why I keep you on your toes. You don't know what I'm thinking.
Compliments.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm thinking.
Where are the Bigfoot bones, Kelly?
The Bigfoot bones?
Yeah. You think he doesn't have bones that would be found just like all other creatures?
I don't know. How long did it take us to find dinosaur bones before we believed that they were real?
Yeah, they had been gone for thousands of years.
Yeah, maybe he's been gone for only like 10 years and it's going to take a few thousand for somebody to find him.
You think Bigfoot existed until a decade ago? What
maybe.
Was this sort of zenith event that
know.
Took him
he's
out?
He's a mythical creature, which means he's a myth. And I don't like that I just said that out loud. Yeah.
But maybe like Sith, there's only 2 big feet at any given time.
Oh, I see.
Or is it Bigfoot's? I'm not sure.
Big feet.
Big feet.
No.
Maybe.
That can't be
like,
the
maybe
plural.
There always has to be an apprentice and a master of the Bigfoot.
This text, there's swamp in Florida that is 90% unexplored. Supposed to have actual dinosaurs living in it. It's a huge swamp. There aren't dinosaurs living in it.
I mean, alligators are kind of like dinosaurs.
They are very close.
Yeah, chickens.
Yeah. What if they're scaly chickens?
That would be something. I'd love to see it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.